And of course, he learned the Midah of Emes from his Rebbe, the Pinchas, Reb Pinchas of Kor. His name was Reb Shem of Kalshit. Shem of Kalshit is an old man. Kalshit. He used to go to the mikveh, of course. Not only in the morning, but he used to go to the mikveh before Tikkun Chatzos. Even as an old man, he went to the mikveh. Unfortunately, one night, it was dark, and he didn't have a flashlight. He didn't have a panas. He didn't have a lantern with him. And unfortunately, he fell in the mikveh, and he broke several ribs. And no one knew what happened to him. And he was unconscious in the mikveh. And of course, they waited half hour, an hour, and finally, members of the family ran out, and they found him in the mikveh. They had to carry him out. He basically spent the rest of his life recovering from his injuries. When they took him out of the mikveh, and they brought him to his house, and they had dressed his wounds, broken many ribs. Not one sound, even after he returned to consciousness, not one sound was heard from Shem of Kalshit. He spoke normally, asked whatever he wanted. He was in excruciating pain. It was obvious to anybody that he was in excruciating pain. Not a sound was heard from his lips. Finally, some of his Talmidim were present, turned to him and said, Rebbe, how is it possible? Someone is suffering as much as you are suffering. Nothing, not one sound is heard. Shem of Kalshit said, I'm the Talmud of Reb Pinchas of Koritz. And Reb Pinchas of Koritz met the Baal Shem Tov three times. And the Midah of my Rebbe was Emes. It's true. If a Jew groans more than warranted by his pain, thus is Shekha. He said, that's an excess. Mev is a Tudvei. So he controlled himself and said nothing. Now speaking on both mics, does that trouble anybody? Pinchas of Koritz has Talmud, another Talmud now, by the name of Rav Shmuel of Birshad. Here I'm going to read the text in Hebrew and translate as I go along. Rav Shmuel of Birshad, being a Talmud of Pinchas Koritz, so I'm estimating his dates to be approximately 1760 to 1830, approximately. It was in the surroundings of Yershad, where Rafael Yershad lived, a Jew, who used to smuggle in goods and smuggle out goods and so on without paying taxes, customs duty. After several times of smuggling goods out of one country and into another country, he was afraid that he would be caught. He's a very clever Jew. He found a pole of high station. And he paid this pole well. And this pole was of high station, used to travel in an expensive carriage, horse and wagon. And he, of course, didn't have to pass through customs. He would go right through because he was of high station. He paid this pole to hide in his carriage whatever it is this Jew wanted to smuggle out of the country. Because no certain